Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So on that, there's a quote that I like by John Maynard Keynes. And it's quite lengthy, but I'll just take one line. And he's speaking about the master economist. And he says, a master economist must be able to study the present in light of the past for the purposes of the future. And this is what I'd like us to do today. We've seen now over 100 days of the GNU. We've seen now people leave the EFF and join MK. And then we've seen people like Floyd Shivambu get appointed as SG of the now opposition party, because the DA is now in government, right? And you've got to ask yourself, what does the future of this country hold? Back in the day when you're speaking about the future of the country, all you needed to speak about was the ANC. They were an overwhelming majority, and the future of the ANC essentially meant the future of our country. These days, things are a lot different. Depending on what happens, for example, in the succession plan of the ANC after Cyril Ramaphosa, you may find that parties like the MK, EFF, or even DA get strengthened. And I'm sure you can imagine all three of those parties will take us in a different direction. Mm. So with the information we have at hand, what do you think the future of South Africa is now? And I know it's asking a lot because we don't have a crystal ball. But listen to what Floyd Shivambu had to say just last night when he was interviewed on Newsroom Africa.
The departure of President Zuma, because we know he's not about to depart now. He's still strong. He's giving us the political guidance. And once the organization, once the organization has gained its full traction, it's founded in all the voting districts, in all the wards, in all the sub-regions, regions, provinces. And once it has been able to overcome some of its immediate challenges, perhaps hindsight, or maybe later on, we'll then be able to reflect as to what do we do differently? How do we constitute the processes of selecting leadership? Or do we assign that responsibility to someone else? But that will happen as and when we come across the bridge. We are not obsessed about that particular aspect.
Yeah. Now, let me just say, right, revolutions often get derailed by human intervention. So if you've got somebody who means well, Samora Michelle, for example, and then they suddenly get taken out, then you've got to wonder what would have happened if he stayed alive, right? Likewise, if you've got something like the EFF and it's moving nicely, all of a sudden these guys start fighting. You've got to wonder what would have happened if they hadn't. Same thing here. If Floyd Shivambu, for example, indeed has a future in the MK, I can tell you right now, MK will be a formidable force. What do I base it on? I base it on the past. Look what he was able to do. Granted, not single-handedly, but look what he was able to do at EFF. Strategically, he positioned himself, and they built that thing from grassroots level to what it is now. And obviously, he had another person who's very charismatic that people can coalesce around. He's got exactly that at MK, if not better. In terms of charisma, Zuma's more charismatic than Julius. He's still the same person. If anything, he's wiser now, better educated, and he's learned from past mistakes that they may have committed when he was EFF. So why shouldn't he be able to build MK to something bigger? Again, you then look at the ANC now, where their current SG had this to say last week.
And when it comes to the African National Congress, I can tell you now that we hate GNU. The fact that I must be woken up by an opposition leader every day about this and that, I don't like it. But that's how democracy is. It humbles you. You see, we didn't win Johannesburg. That Mashaba said he will never work with the ANC. And I said, hey, Mashaba ranks, this thing you are saying will give you palpitations. And then we're in a panel, you remember, in Rosebank. I said, leave this thing that you won't work with everyone. Today we are working together in Tswane with Mashaba. We are Shaba ranks. But he vowed that no, he will never work with the ANC. And let us not distort the conceptual and ideological understanding of what is GNU. GNUs and coalitions are formed by political parties not of the same political and ideological background. In their very nature, they are formed by rival political parties.
You see, now we're not speculating. The man has told you they hate the GNU.
Mm.
Pundo? Mm.
Yeah, this is quite interesting, hey? At least it's good that they've spoken out because, you know, there have been a number of leaders. You had Panyaza Lesufi speaking out. You had Solima Baila. So it seemed as though they were more revolutionary and looking to protect the ANC of old by saying they do not want the GNU. But now when you hear the SG also expressing that sentiment, I suppose for those that were concerned within the party realized that it really wasn't their desire to go this route, but they had no choice. But on succession, it's a tricky one, eh? It's a tricky one when you look at what happened with Floyd Shibambu, that you've got him elevated. To elevate capable leaders sounds very sensible in a political party, but realistically, it becomes problematic. It leads to factions because all political party members are ambitious. And if you're going to have some parachuted, and we can all sit here and say we understand and appreciate the strengths that Floyd Shibambu has, but this is where factions start in political parties, honestly speaking. Mm. Great move on the part of the leadership, but one wonders that this decision to place him as Secretary General will not come back to bite them.
If they don't fight, it won't. Mm. Look, that's another thing about leading people. There will be some that agree and then maybe others that don't. But at the end of the day, hey man, we can't please everybody.
I suppose so, and that's why you don't want to rush to go to an elective conference so that you almost centralize the power at the beginning. Yeah. Which is why Floyd said that in the formative stages, don't go to a conference because more factions. We've seen it with Herman Mashaba as well. Don't go to a conference when you're still at those formative stages as a political party. So I suppose now, really, the national structure is the one that's deciding on everything. So let's hope those at the bottom fully understand that democracy is not yet there.
Mm.
Power is still centralized.
They don't have to understand. They just need to know. That's all.
That's literally it.
Yeah. That's all it is. Saul, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, look, if the, you know, the support base of the MK and the leadership can show Floyd the support that he deserves, and if they, he does rise to become president of the MK without any battles whatsoever, I think it's a good example. Like Mfundo said, in the political world, people generally, you know, sometimes don't get positions on merit. But if Floyd, with his experience, gets the position, it'll show that it's possible to have a party where people rally and that the MK is not necessarily a Zulu party as well, which is still yet to be tested. So if Floyd can ascend to the highest position there, then I think the future of SA is good. Because I think with structures like the ANC, it's always struggle credentials and then there's, you know, factions. And it becomes very difficult for a young person to come in, like Floyd has in the MK, who's got the capability to then be catapulted to a position that they deserve. So if MK can pull that off, I think the future is good, not only for the MK, just as an example that young people can take leadership.
I think I'm echoing those sentiments, because when it comes to the MK, the biggest question will be how long will the foundation hold, especially should anything happen to Jacob Zuma. But also when it comes to the ANC, I mean, I understand that Paul Mashatile is meant to be next in line, but Paul sometimes is so quiet that you even forget he's there, right? But it's the truth. Like, he's very, very
Paul's right. And his absence has actually created a bit of a vacuum that I can tell you right now, when they go to conference, he will be challenged.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not
deja vu, hey? This is what happened to Didi Mabuza.
Exactly.
Very quiet deputy.
Mm. Let us know what your thoughts are. Where do you think the country is going? Are we going the MK way or the DA way? Or maybe we're going a different way altogether. What do you think would benefit us?
I am not a politician, but I'm a little. Someone just said, shivering. Shivering. Hey, Atlanta, to see little. You are but from Jim. We are shivering. We were shivering so on Cape Peter. Hey, Atlanta, you are a figure see little. Negative Tavali politics. Ah, my little figure. Sure.
But you must care about politics, because I can tell you, politics definitely cares about you.
Every day.
And it affects your life.
Every single moment.
Guys, we have to put hate aside and just in for once as a South Africans acknowledge isn't this in case and Zagalai. MK is a well-oiled machine. I don't care what to buy no chin. It is the only party currently, it needs to govern. It will govern without struggles. Like for the first time, the political spectrum said we have a party and abantu qualified to do certain jobs. For example, we have Ubamhlophe lapha. You cannot take it away from him, ukuthi he's a giant and a legend when it comes to law. We have Brian Molefe. These are guys who were tried and tested. We have Floyd. Floyd is a guy ukuthi even Nagu FF, we saw that he started ama policies and then umuvile wangena kwa MK nakhona wa form ama structures now we SG. So basically you just have people who know what they are doing.
So again, I mean, I don't like to compare, right, because comparison is like the thief of joy, but if we're keeping it a buck and 100, you see the intellectual capital that now resides in MK, it rivals the intellectual capital at EFF or maybe surpasses it. Factuals. Dare I even say in the ANC? So,
we were having this conversation just now with Umfundo, and we're talking about how when it comes to the MK, the biggest conversation would then be need to be had with Ututuzile, more specifically. Because I feel like if anything were to happen to JZ, God forbid, touch wood, then Ututuzile would probably be that one person who just shakes the foundation.
Nah. So, again, there's perception and then there's actually what is. If you know Duduzile, Duduzile is actually very respectful.
Asimazi, that's
and
the thing.
Highly traditional, right? Okay. So, well, so not only were time about Wabanda Dalanji in general.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in the thing now because I think she needed something and some kind of a position. But don't believe the hype that she's the one there running around and you're busy into pulling the strings. It's not the case at all. And in fact, I mean, granted, if President Jacob Zuma were to die now, that'd be a calamity. But if he died in like a year or two, oh, that thing would be fully formed by then.
Okay. But then we don't know when somebody could depart. So it's important to have a succession plan immediately that who takes over as president to ensure that this party that has been supported by more than 2.5 million doesn't turn into nothing.
Well, no, that won't work now. It's like, let me put it this way. It's like if you married into a rich family, right?
Yeah.
And these are billionaires and you are legitimately the wife. But then the day after you married your husband, he died. Even though you are entitled to that wealth, the whole family would be like, you've been here one day. You only one up.
But it's not one day. You got married for a day, but you were.
Floyd has only been there. Floyd, the thing is all over fancy money.
But see the changes he has made. You can actually see the effect of Floyd. I think you can.
Hey,
they look a lot more structured now that he's been there.
Yes, but that's not him.
Well,
it's part of him, but these are all things that were discussed with other
people.
But he's
championing it, and that is literally what we were talking about with regards to Paul Mashatile. Sometimes it's not about you being the one championing, doing it, but if you're the one in the front facing, then we look at you as the one who's doing it.
And they said the cause is bigger than just them. It's about unification of the progressive forces in the country. So there's got to be a succession plan if it really is bigger than just the MK.
But otherwise, please don't protect the old man for now.
I voted for the MK. And I think for now it's safe to say, I think MK is the way. And with Floyd Shibambu joining the MK, it's making MK more desirable for a lot of people. I was once an EFF member, and when the MK formed, immediately I moved there. But I love Floyd Shibambu and his politics and the way that he does things and the fact that he's educated. You know, we need young people in these spaces. It's good. I think MK is the way.
No, 100%. I think if you look at it on merits alone and you discount the feelings of betrayal and whether or not you feel he should still be at EFF, there's no denying that MK is a formidable force.
I think that everyone by the end of the year will end up in controversy, but that would mean ANC will come out victoriously in the 2026 and 2029 elections. I think so, because many people think that MK is a Zulu party, so we don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
No, I see the country going right in the direction of MK. And I also see Floyd Shibambu becoming a future president of South Africa and a future president of MK, of which this will hit hard on Malema. Definitely, Yom Shagabshungabi, if Floyd becomes a future president of the Republic.
Well, so be careful now, because I'll tell you this. There is a big role to be played by Floyd Chivambu, but also. I don't see it as one way as most people see it. I see Julius Malema perhaps headed back towards the ANC at some point if Cyril were to leave, and then taking his EFF people with him to then lead the ANC.
So this big role that you're seeing Julius play, it's not within using the EFF as a vehicle. He's going to have to be out of the EFF?
Well, the EFF as a vehicle is slowing down. They've already been overtaken by MK.
Right? Yeah, that's a
fact.
That. Yeah, fact.
And this is going to take, it's going to come in steps, right? So eventually they will all have to collapse into one big party. And that one big party is only the ANC. There's nothing else. But the route back to the ANC means that maybe the EFF will go first, MK will continue to build, and then MK will join them later.
But now won't there be clashes? Well, I guess there's no permanent enemies in politics when Floyd and Malema meet again.
Yeah.
And one has to support the other.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. All of this is dependent on whether or not there's any human interference. That's how I was first to say, the human interference, that's where the things can go wrong. But on paper, if you're just talking merits of the argument, this makes all the sense in the world.
It's actually hard to even think about the future because the present is so dire. And the scariest thing for me right now is the fact that should it happen that the MK and EFF merge, there would be a formidable force. And making it very possible to win elections if they come to a party and agree on things. Scary future when I look at it. Because country led by the EFF / MK. Yeah.
I don't want us to link our future too much to the political outcomes because Sibonile nje kwenzakale last year with this JNUs and whatever. I think what's important is that the citizens must start to understand more about politics and political parties and so forth. We surrender too much power to these politicians and it has not worked out well. So whether it's ANC, MK party, EFF, whatever, but I trust the EFF personally.
I mean, my two cents is I'm thinking we would see MK won't last. It won't last. MK won't last. It's okay. Let me finish. But secondly, GNU. This GNU is not a GNU, actually. Nangwana we collusion, a grand collusion between DA and ANC. Then these other eight parties that are involved in the GNU, what about them? Like, because Tulegile and all of our party, even though CCGNU, but Kuluma ANC MTPL, what about the IFP, the other parties that are there, Boku GNU? They are not talking anything, they are not saying anything, they're just quiet. It seems like a very disbattle. It's about DA and the ANC. They don't need to MK won't last. When I people will just go back to ANC, others will go back to EFF. I think it's just a real last bill corner, which is part of ANC food.
What is MK or DA or ANC? I say good political. And last is Peggy show off a monopoly game. You understand? I wish Singapore Nomito won, independent or strong. And I won. Then let's see what's going to happen. I know it's others that have attempted, but in this country, politics. So we show off. So kitchu nama politi, nama salaries, nama position, no velama TV, and do all this nonsense. But in a jenga bound to aba pila gule lizwe. Asis begi luke li nispal. It's meant for himself. You're living in the jungle. Survival of the fittest.
H! Survival of the fittest, he says.
Future is MK. And there's one policy that I like about MK is that if you are in government, you cannot hold a position in the party. That means you are being accountable for your work in government by accounted by the people who are in the organization. So the future is MK. And another thing, MK is gonna grow as Undlozi is gonna join MK soon after NPA Lendoze EFF. Undlozi is gonna be the convener ye Gauteng.
Ah yabona uzuma ngeke nimenze niks bafithi lo baba uhlakaniphe lokho kungale iANC ilahlekelwe blind yilo baba. I so wish ngathi angandlulisela le knowledge yakhe kududuzane amfake under his wing azokwazi ukuphatha naye ngelinye ilanga abe involved because lento enziwe lo yababa hayi intswembu bheka manje uyayisusa yonke lento ye-tribalism wenzani ukube i-multilingual party so wonke umuntu uzozake manje angeke basathi hayi kudominator i-KZN since uFloyd waseLimpopo ngiyakutshela
mina my two senses I'm thinking ukuthi MK won't last. It won't last. MK won't last. Izophela emoyeni. Yabo. Secondly, iGNU. This GNU is not a GNU actually. Nangibona kwi collusion, a grand collusion between DA and ANC. Then these other eight parties that are involved in the GNU. What about them? Like, cause kuthulekile ngawo lama party lawo akukhulumi. Like, even though like CGNU, but kuluma iANC mdi kuphela. What about the IFP, the other parties that are there, yeah, Boku GNU. They are not talking anything, they are not saying anything, they're just quiet. It seems like a very disbattle. It's about DA and the ANC. MK won't last. People will just go back to ANC, others will go back to EFF. I think it's those who are last be in the corner, Uti, next part to ANC food.
Me, I personally think history teaches us as well that we can't be doing the same thing and expect different results. We've been doing ANC, people have rallied behind the ANC, and what did the ANC do? They went to bed with the opposition. They say their main goal as the African National Congress is to unite the black nation. Show me the black nation in the DA, leadership wise, policy setup wise, all the policies favor whites or favor capital for that matter. But gentlemen and ladies, brace yourselves. If the black nation doesn't unite behind the MK, we will be where we are or where we've been in the past 30 years, nowhere. As blacks, we are at a deficit, and it's about time we unite behind one black voice.
I don't want us to link our future too much to the political outcomes because Sibonile nje kwenzakale last year with these GNUs and whatever. I think what's important is that the citizens must start to understand more about politics and political parties and so forth. We surrender too much power to these politicians and it has not worked out well. So whether it's ANC, MK party, EFF, whatever, but I trust the EFF personally.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.